Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Sports Ethos NBA DFS Today podcast. I am your host, Keith Cork, and I am joined, as I am every Tuesday here for the Wednesday slate here by my good friend, Mr. Kenny Taylor. Kenny, getting down to nitty gritty here. We've got two games on this slate. I'm feeling pretty good about this one, man. I want to title this podcast, the teams that go up against the wall coming back or something along those lines. That's a terrible title, but something along those lines, man. I'm feeling the Knicks and I'm feeling the Warriors. What about you, man?
I'm feeling the home teams too. Yeah. But I feel like the easiest way to, you know, call this series just a 3-1-1. since they're one game away from going home.
Yeah.
One game away from going back on the road.
There you go. I like it, man. This guy's got the titles, not me. So let's hit it, though, man. I've got the Miami Heat at the New York Knicks. Miami obviously leading the series 3-1, as you just mentioned. New York Knicks are favored by 4 points here with a 209.5 game total. We do have Butler questionable here with an ankle injury, but come on, he's playing. Caleb Martin also questionable with a back injury, but he's been playing through it, so I expect both those guys to play. But Emmanuel Quickley still doubtful. So he is probably out in this one. So who are you liking here, Kenny? Talk to me, man.
When it comes to the Knicks side, I'm just going to have a little bit of interest in Brunson and Randall for cash games. Then for GPP plays, I will have a little bit of interest in Mitch Robinson. I hate going that route since that floor is, I want to say, probably about a 5-point floor with a ceiling of about 35 for him.
Right.
Outside of that, I really wish Thibodeau would actually throw Evan Fournier in. I really do feel like he's somebody who could contribute to this series.
I like that.
And had a 3K price tag. I really wish I could roster him, but he hasn't played a playoff game since.
Right.
Thibs Dog's house. What about yourself?
Yeah, it's tough to. That's I like that dart throw. That's if you're maybe in a large field GPP, maybe put a lineup out there with him in there and see how that goes, but. The Knicks got to find some answers, man. That's absolutely true. And especially on the offensive end, they just can't score. This is one of the best offensive teams in the league during the regular season. So it's just kind of crazy to me. But yeah, I'm feeling Julius Randle, 8,200, absolutely. A couple of guys that you didn't throw in there, Kenny, that I have is Josh Hart, 5,800. I just always like me some Josh Hart. For whatever reason, they took him out of the game and sat him for a bit in that last game. And it didn't help them. I don't know why they're doing that. I think Josh Hart helps him on both ends of the floor, so they have to get him in there playing. But for me, I think the must roster guy on the Knicks side is Grimes, young Grimey, I call him, 4,400. Obviously no Emmanuel Quickley. Seems like this guy's going to step into that shooter role. Played over 40 minutes in the last game. I mean, if he gets that kind of burn again, 4,400, we know this guy can shoot when he gets the shots. It's just a question of, is he going to get up enough shots to really hit that value for us? So, I do like Lund Grimey and Hart on the top of the two top guys in the Knicks. When we're talking about the Heat, let's shift over to the Heat here. You know, I do like some Max Strus at 5,000. The Strus is loose in this series, and, you know, I'm feeling him here, hoping he keeps that gas on the pedal there. And then the other guy I'm looking at on the Heat is Kevin Love at 4,700, who's been getting minutes in the mid-20s recently, and seems like he's going to continue to do that. So if he's getting that kind of run as well, you know, we know this guy gets boards and threes in bunches. So hopefully he can put up a 20 to 25 burger for me. So did you have some Heat plays? I don't remember if you gave us those yet.
Yeah, I have a couple Heat plays that I actually ended up liking. One flyer is somebody who is listening questionable, and that's Highsmith. I really feel like at that 3K price tag, he's been getting double-digit minutes. Yeah. And I want to say three of the games this series. Yeah. And I feel like, you know, you give him about 10, 15 minutes, he could get you about 10, 15 DK points, and that can help you roster a couple of these stars on the slate. And when it comes to the guards on Miami side, I do have interest in Laurie and Vincent, both priced similarly. It really kind of just have to depend on the foul trouble that Vincent got in, since Hart got in foul trouble last game, which is why Grimes ended up playing 40 minutes. And Vincent was also in foul trouble, and that's why Laurie ended up closing the game. So I feel like ownership might be a little bit up higher on Laurie, due to Vincent Dud, so I might be rostering Vincent in my GPPs and Larry in my cash.
I like it, man. So that's a good point, though, with the Josh Hart not getting the minutes because of the foul trouble. I did forget about that part, so good call there. Maybe we don't sack Hart and Grimey then. That might be a good call. You go one or the other, but if that is the case, I would definitely go Josh Hart. He's more of a solid choice, I would think. All right, let's move on, though, to the Lakers at the Golden State Warriors. Of course, the Lakers are up 3-1 in this series, looking to close it out. Golden State Warriors favored by 7 points in this game. We have a much better game total in this one at 226. So I have to imagine, Kenny, that you had a little bit more interest on the DFS side in this game. So talk to me, man. What you got in the Lakers?
On the Lakers side, I'm going to be interested in, honestly, their secondary parts. Russell, Reeves, Schroeder, even Vanderbilt. I'm going to be mixing two of those into my lineups so I can roster a couple of price-ups on the other side of the ball. Outside of that, I do have a little bit of GPP interest in Hart Chimara. And if I'm really playing a huge GPP tournament, I might actually throw a flyer in Beasley after what Lonnie Walker ended up doing last game.
Yeah, I like that. I think Lonnie Walker at 4K is going to be a very popular pick. So I think in most scenarios, you can pretty safely fade him, honestly. So I like that call. I like the same. We're on the same thought process there. Still has to be on your radar. If you're playing some cash, maybe you slip him in there. But yeah, I love Hachimura at 3,600. That's my pivot off of a guy like Lonnie Walker because Hachimura getting minutes in the low teens. But if he's been hot, I mean, they played him 22 minutes in that second game. Of course, there was some blowout stuff going on. But if he can get up, you know, near the 18 to 20 minute mark and he's got it going on, he's hot in offense, then he can absolutely crush it for you. And you're going to absolutely destroy all those people. That roster, Lonnie Walker. But I like that Malik Beasley call, too. I didn't look at him, but he is another guy that can definitely step in there and hit some shots for them Lakers. That's really all I got on the Lakers side. I'm not feeling – I've been rostering Anthony Davis all series, but I'm flipping over, man. Let's go ahead and talk about the Warriors side. I love Steph Curry here at 10,000 in a do-or-die game, you know, everything on the line. What about you, man? You rostering Steph Curry? Who are you liking the Warriors?
Oh, man. That's my favorite play, especially since I'm probably going to be taking the over on 120 pick-and-rolls that they're going to run with Steph in this game. I'm really loving him in this spot. And even if I'm just doing a little flash draft or anything like that, Curry is always going to be my first pick on this slate, and I really think he goes off for about another 70 DK point night.
Yeah, I think it's pretty safe to say that he's going to have a big one. Some other Warriors that I'm currently looking at, I am looking at Clay at 6,900. I like a little Splash Brothers action here on this slate. So if you can stack Curry and Clay, and they end up winning out big one here. And of course, I mean, you got to throw in some Gary Payton II at 3,800 into your lineups. I mean, he played a huge role for them in that last game. Of course, they didn't pull out the win, but I do think that he brings a lot to the table for this Warriors team. And I don't know if you saw
I might not be rostering Clay, but I do have interest in Green, and I really do feel like that's going to be one of my little main pairings. Then if I'm doing GPPs, I don't know how much playing time he would get, but I will have interest in both Looney and Poole for GPPs. And then for the final cash game piece, it's DiVincenzo really getting consistent minutes, and saw him in about five or six different lineups that the Warriors have been running out. So yeah. I really do see him getting 20 minutes in a close-up game.
Yeah, he is a Swiss Army knife for them for sure. All right, Kenny, let's go ahead and hit our Thrive Fantasy plays. ThriveFantasy.com is where you're going to go. You're going to sign up and use promo code ETHOS to get your first spots match up to $250. I ended up with three plays, and I know Kenny ended up with two plays, so we're just going to go ahead and hit this real quick. I'm going to start. I've got Jimmy Butler under 27.5 points, and that's 105 points. He had 27 in the last one, 28 in the one before that. Pretty good, decent shooting for him from the field. I'm waiting for a Jimmy Butler dud, which is always a possibility here, so I'm feeling like this might be the one. Where he just doesn't come out with that kind of fire in his eyes, because you know they can kind of give one away here. So I like Butler under 27.5 points. What do you got there, Kenny?
First one I like is on the Miami side, and that Gabe Vincent over 3.5 assists. I really do think he's going to get his minutes he's been getting in this series, stay out of foul trouble, and I really think that will be an easy over that can possibly be done in the first half.
I like it, man. Next one I got is Julius Randle over 10.5 rebounds and assists. That's 85 points. I mean, it's not a huge one. You know, you're just going to get 85 points there, but I think it's definitely doable for him. You know, the Knicks need this win. He's got to play a big role for them if they're going to pull this out. What's your last one there, Kenny?
I guess I'm going to add in another one since I feel like this last one's going to be the same one for you. But it's going to be over 15.5 points and assists for Draymond Green. Again, in the closeout game, I really do think we're actually going to see a 40-point potential DraftKings point Draymond night.
I think you think I'm going to go with Steph Curry, and I probably was thinking about that, but I actually went with Klay Thompson over 29.5 points, rebounds, and assists, and that's 100 points. I feel like we're going to get a nice Klay game out of this one here with the season on the line. So, but yeah, I do think you're going to go with Curry. That's fine if you wanted to go ahead for that.
yeah, Curry over 43.5 PRA. Not much really to be said about that spot. Do a die game. We're going to see a prime Curry.
Yeah, he's going to be putting it on people. So that's it, guys. That's going to do it for us. Hopefully you go out there and win some money with all of that. But I am Keith Cork. You can find me on Twitter at @ethoskeith. And Kenny, where can people find you, man?
Yeah, you can find me on Twitter at @orangedfs. Always talking about all levels of basketball from EuroLeague. We got the playoffs closing out. WNBA starting up. And, of course, the NBA playoffs as well.
Absolutely. Go follow my guy Kenny and, go get that money.